Alison, what do you make of yesterday and the outcome of the Barry McIlduff inquiry?
You know, it was a very strange day because I had spoken to some people prior to that morning, and I had got the impression that Barry McIlduff was going to be called in. He was going to be read the Riot Act, and that was pretty much going to be it. Then Declan Kearney came on Good Morning Ulster and literally threw him under a bus, and I thought, well, obviously I've read that completely wrong, or I've been given the wrong steer. This man is for the high jump. He's definitely not last until the end of the day. And then, as we heard, he did get what basically was a rap in the knuckles. I think a lot of people found it almost slightly bemusing that an abstentionist MP who doesn't take a seat got suspended from not taking a seat for 3 months. I know a few people joked he should have been sent to Westminster for 3 months as punishment. But the I think it was there was an awful lot of hurt that has been caused there. And I have said it before, Alan Black is a man, you know, the survivor of Kingsmill is a man of enormous integrity, and every journalist who's ever spoken to him has been incredibly impressed by him. He carries his hurt and he carries his trauma with great dignity. He's not a man that's prone to be hysterical and make mad political statements, or, you know, use his experience or his victimhood in any way for political gain. He really is just a very genuine human being. And so when he comes out and says, I am really, really hurt by this, I'm really offended by this, you have to sit up and take notice. And at that point in time, I think that Sinn Féin clearly didn't want to have a very messy by-election, a by-election which they would have won in a country. You know, they couldn't lose that seat. It's a completely safe seat. But you could have had a position where, say, maybe they put a Unionist Unity candidate in. I think that there was some whispers yesterday that they might have put a victim in against them, and that would have clearly, whoever Sinn Féin ran, that would have clearly been a very messy by-election and not something that they would have wanted at this current time. His constituency, Barry McIlduff's constituency, would be a very Republican constituency. He would have a lot of support in that, and I think they allowed that to cloud their judgment when making this decision, because it is damaging.
How embarrassing is it for Sinn Féin? Because we were reminded again yesterday that they refused to condemn the people who killed those innocent workmen.
I think that, you know, embarrassing is probably not. I think that for their party, it was incredibly damaging, because we're in the situation where we are, and we're in a political impasse. And Sinn Féin got an enormous mandate, an enormous electorate out on an equality agenda, and a rights and equality agenda. And you can't have a rights and equality agenda and talk about victims and what you're going to do for victims and how victims are being failed, and then we're not a member of your own party. And we're not talking about, you know, someone wrong. You know, little county councillor somewhere. We're talking about an MP, an elected MP and a senior member of your party. And regardless of what his intent was, and regardless of whether it was malicious or not, it caused hurt, and that needed to be taken seriously. And also, his behaviour was just completely unbecoming of someone in that position. You know, he's an elected MP. He's not a stand-up comedian. He's not a court jester. You know, whatever he felt was appropriate way to behave was clearly not. And I think that would, it's clearly, well, it would have embarrassed him in the fact that people who were from the outside looking in would maybe question, say, is that the sort of quality of the people that are elected to those positions? And I think that that will follow them. And it basically means that they're going into these talks in a difficult position, because the DUP have all of a sudden regained the moral high ground back off them. And every time they talk about legacy inquests and victims being failed, which are all very, very valid points, because the victims have been failed, Barry McIlduff's going to be brought up, you know, and you can see that that's going. I felt really, really sorry for Alan Black yesterday. I felt that he's a man who's been through enough and he didn't need this at this time.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that, Alison. Thank you very much indeed, Alison Morris from the Irish News. Alan Black, who's on this programme yesterday as well, a man of dignity, a man of integrity. It was so moving what he said when he described the youngster who's 19 lying beside him, being shot, crying for his mother. It was just such a... It was heartbreaking listening to him yesterday on the programme. Alex, what do you make of the fallout from the 3 month suspension?
I was actually doing the same interview yesterday that Alison was doing, and just come on the back of what Declan Kearney and others had been saying. And our view was, as she says, our view was that he was for the high jump, that the Sinn Féin had recognised the real seriousness of this and also the impact it was having on their image, not only in Northern Ireland, but in the South as well, particularly with a possible election down there too. And then he gets the 3-month suspension, which, as somebody said, how do you suspend someone who is an abstentionist MP? But looking at it, Frank, I suppose the reality is the number of choices they had were extraordinarily limited. You either suspend him, you kick him out of the party, but in kicking him out of the party, he could just go, that's fine, I'm no longer Sinn Féin, but I'm not giving up my seat, and I'm going to stay there as an independent MP, so you lose your seat. Or they could have tried to persuade him in some way to stand down and force a by-election. And again, I don't know the ins and outs, but he may have said, no, you're not going to force, I'm not going to go down because I made a genuine mistake. I was silly, I was stupid, but not enough to lose my job over. So in essence, that only left them with suspension. But given the sheer scale of the offence he caused, and also the sheer stupidity, because it doesn't matter, Frank, this has bothered me all the way through this. You know, Barry has said that, you know, it was an unintentional mistake. So it doesn't matter. It was on a scale of stupidity and insensitivity. I think it's one of the worst I can remember as someone who's been observing politics here for 35, 40 years. I think the fact that it took 35 hours to bring it down, I think, interestingly enough, that Michelle O'Neill yesterday, it was interesting when she came out, she said, Barry has rehearsed his apology again. And I have to say, that's exactly what I thought when I first heard the apology. I thought it just looked that it had been written by the press office or something like that. And I think, again, that offended a number of people. I think the crassness of saying, oh, I'm really sorry, but I'm happy to meet some of the relatives. Again, I thought that was hugely, monumentally stupid thing to say. So I thought, like Alison thought, he's going to have to be really punished, but I'm sorry, this is not a punishment. He remains a member of... They say he's not allowed to do anything to the Sinn Féin. He's a Sinn Féin Member of Parliament. Are they actually saying for the next 3 months he cannot be a Sinn Féin, that he can't run the constituency, that he can't do constituency events, that he can't represent Sinn Féin when it comes to West Tyrone, that he can't do any of that? I don't think that's true at all. So I think the suspension is, in all intents and purposes, meaningless. And the only, just a very quick point on the fact, the only possibility is 3 months suspension, maybe something will happen. Maybe sometime in that 3 months we'll get another statement from Sinn Féin and Barry McIlduff saying, look, having considered this and thought about this and realised the impact and the scale, blah, 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 I have reconsidered my original position. Something like that further down the line. But I can understand why a lot of people on all sides, Frank, regarded that suspension as almost meaningless.
And is there a double embarrassment for Sinn Féin? One, as Alison was saying, whenever victims come up for discussion, this is always going to be used, how they treated the King's Mill victims. And the reminder that one of the biggest parties in the country refuses to condemn the people who shot those innocent workmen.
Well, I think that in political terms, yes, that is a huge embarrassment for them. And at the very time when Sinn Féin are you know, pushing the respect, agenda, equality line, it will come back and haunt them. It will be used time after time again. What worries me about all of this, Frank, is that when we start down this path in Northern Ireland, and you'll know this, you've been in the game long enough, when you start this path, it'll within a matter of weeks, it's going to become, well, what about when so-and-so said this or when so-and-so did that? And we will spend months having this exchange of tit-for-tat offence against each other, which I think serves the victims no good at all, because they're victims on all sides who have been grossly hurt by the insensitive comments from politicians on all sides. And, you know, I'm always reminded in all of these things, whether it's King's Mill, Lochan Island or anywhere, and as someone who has lost members of my family and one particularly close friend during all of this, what comes back to me is not the political element of it. What comes back to me in things like this, and I have to say my father was very close to a couple of the people killed in the King's Mill event. It's just the hurt that comes back. It's the memories of the mothers and husband, our mothers, brothers, children who never got justice, who look at it in Northern Ireland. And that, you know, I suppose maybe that's one thing that makes it even more difficult for the victims, Frank. And sometimes we forget about this. If there was stability in Northern Ireland, if there was a government that was working, if Northern Ireland was a genuinely better place, if the health service and education were working, if reconciliation was clear, if we were standing on a common path and a common journey somewhere, I think for a lot of victims on all sides, that would make it easier. There wouldn't be that sense that their children or husbands would ever died in vain. I think what adds to the hurt for a lot of victims is the fact, from their point of view, nothing seems to have changed. There's no change in the parties. There's no change in the thinking. There's no redressing of the legacy issues or the justice issue. Like, all of that accidentally by Barry McIlduff has been dragged up again, and I think that's where why this problem, it's just not a passing one day wonder. I think it's why it's done such monumental damage, because it has reminded victims on all sides that there's still no sense of justice or there's no sense of closure for them.
Okay, Alex, thank you. Some really interesting comments from Alison Morris and Alex Kane this morning.